traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance, and you're just the reason you tuned in to the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore, because you care the most in the entire world about you. And that's great, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, you create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And today, one of the greatest expositors of joy and service and love is going to be introduced to you. And it's just going to, it's going to make a shift in your perspective. And you'll have, it's a lot of fun, and just get ready, because Ken Hodder is an amazing person with a great story and leading an army of goodness in the world. So again, you know that on this show, and that's the reason you tuned in, and thank God there are 348,613 of you around the world at this very moment. By the time we bring on Ken, there'll be over 368,000 people, because you're always urging your family and friends to come and listen and join, because you know, on this show, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And when you use these three fundamentals, you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Now, the three fundamentals of life are: number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. Now, this is a good number two. You go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. A simple example, this show is carried over the internet. If you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, it has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. However, in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for what a wonderful world. And what a is the word, right? W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, a big thank you and a tip of the hat to Louis Armstrong Satchmo for enabling that song to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And when you hear the opening bars of what a wonderful world, what do? Right away, you can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. That's right. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I'm honored to be able to speak to people. And recently, I was speaking to a group live. You know, lots of energy and hugging and all kinds of good things. Barry Shore up there and telling the story of Barry Shore. And I'm talking about seeing miracles in life every day. Some people raise their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I could barely do that. Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family or friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. And what's the proof? Simplest proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're listening or watching, you're here. That means you have an obligation to live life to the full. And we're going to show you about living life to the full today and how you can participate. It's so wondrously energizing and enlivening. Now, here's a quick story. It's about me. Imagine if you can. So I'm standing up in the morning, completely healthy and hearty, able to leap 12 buildings in a single bound. And that evening, I'm in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from the neck down. It's called being a quadriplegic. It was not an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, took over my body and rendered me completely quadriplegic. Nothing body moved. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital, 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair, braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a tripod, not a biped. I can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of this one word. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. And she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. See, it's all about what we call a shift in perspective. And it's just a small shift. And when you do that shift, now I've been working, by the way, with people for more than 42 years. And I can tell you 97.2% of the people I start working with, they drop the F in shift and the other stuff happens. So you got to be careful with your Fs. And shift in perspective. And then what can happen is you can internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn for your life. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will show you the path forward and the trajectory of your life. So before we bring on Ken Hodder and amazing, wonderful insights into living well, I'm just going to urge, I want to warn him and tell everybody, I do use a lot of 4-letter words. And I even use the 4-letter F-U word, and I do it for shock value and it's fun. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that we use because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant are love, life, hope, free, gift, pray, play, swim. And the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, I know some people raising their hands and saying, hey, Barry, sure, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, power, and pleasure. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, point your finger, say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. So where'd you get that? So I listened to Barry Shore. He had on Ken Hodder, and I got to tell you about what we learned, because it's going to shift your perspective. Before we bring on Ken, I just want to urge everybody to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now and the rest of your life, because they'll make you happier, healthier, wealthier. And the 2 words are, of course, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Imagine you walk into your coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, you sit down, somebody brings it to you, you say thank you. You go to the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, and a couple of minutes ago, nobody brings you, go to the counter, they say, I'm sorry, I forgot, we'll bring it to you, sit down. You go sit down, another minute goes by, somebody brings you, still say thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you, say thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. You say thank you. You're in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off. You say thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. But you say, thank you, to harmonize and nurture kindness. I can't think of anybody in this world that exudes and nurtures kindness. And kind, by the way, stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. Then the amazing, wonderful, dear beloved Ken Hodder. Ken, please say hello to 369,822 people around the world.
Barry, it is a delight to be with you today. Hello to everybody.
Wow, we Okay, if you're watching this, and I hope you are, there are two things that are visuals that are so wonderful. Actually, three things. One is Ken and his beaming countenance and his uniform, which we'll talk about in a bit. The second is there's a sign that reads Salvation Army. The Salvation Army. And it's a great, and it's an important sign, and the shield is just, it's iconic in the most positive sense. We don't like icons. In the most positive sense. And then the tree with the star and the glistening. So, and of course, the red kettle hanging from the easel. Okay, if you're not watching, you're missing on something. If you're listening to me, you just got painted a picture. But I got to ask Ken, who is, by the way, the commissioner of the Salvation Army. And we're talking about the Salvation Army, the fourth largest charity in the United States of America, which helps 24 million people in the United States of America. Tens and tens and maybe even hundreds of thousands of people volunteering and serving and doing, because they recognize this is the way to shift humanity into goodness. Ken, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
I have to say, I don't hear F you a lot. And when I do, I'm not generally laughing.
But now you heard it. F you, capital N, capital N.
Now I heard F you and N. And that brings a smile to my face.
We're all about fun. So let's just jump right in. If I start reading everything about Ken Hodder, it will take the rest of the show. But I'm going to just make three data points. Number one, as I said, he's the commissioner for the Salvation Army. It's a big gig. There's a lot of responsibility, and he handles it well, and he drives the genius of the army in a positive direction. The second thing is that in his earlier incarnation, he went to Harvard undergrad. He went to Harvard Law School when it was still what people thought of Harvard. In other words, a place to learn and to grow and be educated. And he practiced law in a corporate setting. And then, thank God, at some point, he had an epiphany. And he said, this is not the best way to use my life. I can do more. I can serve in a bigger capacity. And he did. And he joined the Salvation Army. So we are happy that you did. The world is happy that you did. And I just want to, first of all, say huge thank you to you. Thank you. You heard that. And I got to tell one quick story, though. When I'm preparing for the show, I look around on the web and I find this great little clip on X where, bell ringers, that's what people do when collecting for Red Kettle. And there's Ken with two other bell ringers just rocking it up and having a lot of fun dancing, because that's what the army is about. It's not dour. It's not down. It is uplifting. It is positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Let's just jump right in and ask a great question. Here we are in America, the most prosperous country in the history of humanity, bounty beyond understanding, and yet we see, we feel, we know millions of people that we're seeing in communities across America need help. Please talk to us about what the need is, what the Army is doing.
Well, Barry, you're absolutely right. This is a wonderful country with all sorts of opportunity, but the Salvation Army works with the people who are most at risk, the people who have the greatest challenges. Right now in our country, about 44 million people are food insecure, and 7 million of those are children. So we're talking about not only feeding children, but ensuring their future. We also have homelessness at double digits. We have people who are suffering from the effects of isolation and despair. Substance abuse is up. All of these things are the problems that the Salvation Army addresses itself to. And I'm delighted to tell you that with the support that people give to the Salvation Army at Christmas and throughout the year, the Salvation Army is able to do something about it, to change lives. We help about 24 million people every year. And that is making a difference, and it brings me a lot of joy.
So as I mentioned, Ken Hodder is a madman. MAD stands for Make a Difference. So I'm going to announce several times during this particular podcast, everything you want to know about the Salvation Army and Ken Hodder, go to my website, barryshore.com, BarryShore. Everything will be there. The ability to learn, the ability to give, the ability to help, the ability to serve you. Every one of us makes a difference. Us, by the way, Ken, stands for United Souls. That's who we are. All united throughout the world, and everybody throughout the world can be a giver. It's the most important muscle you have in your body, the giving muscle. When you exercise it, you make a difference. You become mad and you make a difference. And it doesn't matter if it's a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar, $20, $20,000, $20 million.
That's right.
It's you. Now, let's go back to some of these statistics, because people are not statistics. I'd love for you, if you'd be so kind, to illustrate what it means that the Army is helping, let's say, a family that is faced with great need, both in terms of nourishment of both of the body and the soul, and how it affects the kids.
Oh, I'll be happy to. Let me tell you two quick stories. First of all, you mentioned that little clip on X, which shows me dancing at the kettle. That was this week in New York. And the reason it's significant is just after I was doing that dancing, a woman, middle-aged woman, came up to the kettle and she put a little money into the kettle. And then she looked at me with serious eyes and she said, "You saved my life." So at that moment, I had a reaffirmation of why I do what I do and how grateful I am to God that he called me to do it. Because she had been in one of our substance abuse programs and the Salvation Army had transformed her life. The other story I need to tell you has to deal with a man that I met at one of our adult rehabilitation centers in Dallas. He was graduating from the six-month program. It's all free. It's supported by the donations that people put into the kettle. And he was telling people how grateful he was to God and to the Salvation Army for giving him his family back. And he extended his arm and he dropped the mic. And we all looked to the back of the room, and here's this little girl of about 7 or 8 years of age. And the man walks down off the platform. He kneels in front of the group and he opens his arm wide. And this little girl comes running down the center aisle to the applause and the cheers and the tears of the people who are watching. She leaps up into the arms of her father. He gives her a big kiss and the place goes ballistic. The notion that people's lives can be changed, that the trajectory of their children's lives can be changed, Barry, that is real joy. And that's why it's a privilege for me to wear this uniform and to be a part of the Salvation Army.
So let's talk about a couple things here. I want to unpack because it's so powerful and real. Joy, as you just mentioned, is a wonderful acronym, Ken. It stands for Journey of You. Because that's the ultimate joy in life, isn't it? The journey of you to go through process, whatever it was. In my case, I was paralyzed. In another case, a person was paralyzed because they were involved in evil things, but to get through it. So as I mentioned on our podcast many times throughout the course of the year and the decades, and God willing, people will be watching this a century from now, this show is not about inspiration, even though it is inspirational. And it's not about information. There's a lot of good information here. It's about the T word, transformation. Yeah. That's why people tune in. They use this to help transform themselves. It's just a shift in perspective. You keep that F in place and you can shift your perspective. I want to also mention something that you talked about, that the programs are free for people.
That's right.
A great four-letter F word, free. And it's supported by donations, not the U.S. government or any other government. It's your donations. Again, it doesn't matter the amount. It matters that you become a giver, because the giving is to your benefit. You hear that? You think, oh, I'm helping somebody. Yeah, you're helping somebody, but it's you. That's the genius of life. I want to talk about something. Again, let's laugh and keep it light, because because that's what you're all about. You're about light.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
Light is easy and wonderful, and light is beaming forth. Nothing in the world can stop the light that's coming to you. But I want to talk about the uniform for the moment. For three reasons. Number one, most people do not wear uniforms in the United States today. Okay. More's right. The pity, but most people don't. When I went to school as a younger person, we had a uniform. In a lot of the schools that my grandchildren attend and my son attended, people wear uniforms. So there's still a small segment. But he's wearing a wonderful uniform. So if you're not watching, and you should be, the uniform of the Salvation Army is very interesting and wonderful. And in Ken's case, since he's a commander or a commissioner, et cetera, it's a black uniform and it has epaulettes and has an S on either side. So tell me a quick story or thing that you mentioned in passing. When people see the uniform, what do they think of you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the greatest privileges of my life to wear this uniform because it's intended to be a beacon. It's a way of the Salvation Army saying to people in need, I'm someone who wants to help. I'm someone who's here to be available to you. If you have a need, tell me about it. Let's see what we can do about it together. But a lot of people today don't recognize the Salvation Army uniform. I will go into airports and I will regularly be asked if I enjoy flying for Southwest Airlines. So I will very often have to give instructions to folks about how to find their gate because they think I'm a pilot.
Well, you are actually.
Well, in a way, that's true. That's right. The other thing that happens is whenever I go to a Sheraton hotel, I have carried bags from coast to coast. I tell you, Barry, in all of those situations, I love it. And the reason I love it is because when they see the uniform, even if they misunderstand it, it gives me a chance to talk to people. It gives me a chance to interact with people. And you talk about joy. That's the joy in my life. The chance to work with people in all kinds of ways. So I never mind it. I smile broadly, and then I carry their bags.
And the S, of course, really stands for service. And right now, we're going to go to a brief break. We love our sponsors. We wouldn't have them here if we didn't vet them and think they're beneficial to you. So get ready. There's more Ken Hodder and Salvation Army on the other side of the screen. We'll be right back after this brief message. Don't go away. This is transformational. Be right back after this. Good day, everybody. Oh, something special for you. Amazing. Sometimes a great notion comes into the world and changes, causes a shift that benefits everyone. Isn't that wonderful? Everyone benefits. This time it's called Einstein Cares. That's right, like Albert Einstein. EinsteinCares.com. EinsteinCares. EinsteinCares.com. Go there and sign up to be aware of when the site launches. Because guess what this site is all about? Its mission is to give $1 billion to charity without costing any giver a penny. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The mission is to give $1 billion to charity without costing any giver a penny. And it's based upon something everybody loves to do. Shop, have fun, give money at no cost. Go to EinsteinCares.com. That's EinsteinCares.com and register now so that when the site launches, you will be amongst the first to know about it. So you can shop, earn money, and give money at no cost. What a wonderful world to even be thinking about these things. EinsteinCares.com. Do it today. You'll thank me, and you know you love thanking me. Best wishes. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Have we found good in abundance? Our kettle runneth over with good. And it's a person named Ken Hodder. He's the commissioner of the Salvation Army, which touches and helps and services tens of millions of people throughout the United States and the world. And we're privileged and honored that he should be here today. Again, go to barryshore.com, BarryShore. Everything about Ken is there, more importantly, about the Salvation Army and how you can become a cog, a channel of goodness by giving. a child of God. That's another cog. Just by giving, by helping. The giving muscle is your most important muscle in your entire being. So, Ken, let's go deep into something. We talked about how you're the pilot of this great, wonderful, enormous service ship that touches everybody. How does the Army really meet the needs of people? I mean, let's be blunt. A lot of organizations say they do good. And oftentimes they do well by doing good, but getting there to the people, how does that work? How does the Army actually reach people where they are?
That's a terrific question, Barry. The Salvation Army, because of the support that we have received over the 150 some odd years that the Salvation Army has been in existence, has now become part of the American fabric. We have about 7,000 locations serving every zip code. And when people are in need, we are now in the privileged position of them saying to themselves, I can go to the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army will help me. And we give instructions to all of our units, do what that community needs to have done and do it in the name of Christ. Do it with that sense of joy that comes from serving God. So that means that the Salvation Army will look a little different in every single community because the needs of people in communities vary. Some places it will be homelessness, some places it will be clothing, some places it will be food, some places it will be senior programs, youth programs. It doesn't matter to the Salvation Army. If there's a need, the Salvation Army is going to do everything we can to meet it. So that's how we make ourselves available to the full spectrum of spiritual and emotional and of physical needs that people have.
I want to unpack a few things here because it's truly mind expanding that the Army has a history of more than 1.5 centuries.
Yes.
That is a testament, and no pun intended, although it's a great pun, the testament to the reality of what the Army does. Because the Salvation Army does create salvation. It is based on service. And when you're based on truth and in service, yes, then your longevity is guaranteed. you're doing the right thing.
That's now, right.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, the Salvation Army was founded in 1865 in the East End of London, which was one of the places where the worst poverty of the Industrial Revolution was evident at that time. And our founders, William and Catherine Booth, were determined to give a message of salvation, but they knew that if they were going to do that, they had to address the hunger and the destitution and the poverty that surrounded and that infected every single life. And so they said, in addition to preaching the gospel, we're going to help people. And that has continued throughout. A few years later, our founder wanted to send an encouraging message to all of his people around the world. But he was a very frugal man, Barry, and so he wanted to send them all a telegram. And he decided to send a telegram with one word on it. And that one word was others. So all the Salvation Army, even today, is based on this notion that we find our joy, we find our satisfaction, we find our purpose in helping others.
One of the great acronyms that I love working with words and acronyms is HOPE. HOPE stands for helping others progress every day.
Yep.
That's what HOPE is really about. And it's very important in our world today that does not recognize and study history, that one of the genius aspects of both the Booths, husband and wife, was that you cannot talk to people about salvation of their soul if their hunger is driving them another way, if their poverty is so overpowering that they can't think. So the first thing you need to address is making sure that the belly is taken care of. Because when the belly is taken care of and there's some sort of physical satiation that people feel, okay, I can actually do something in life, now you can address the heart and the mind and the soul, what we call PMS, physical, mental, spiritual well-being. So I love this, that they recognize it, and that is the genius, what you say, that the Army is part of the American fabric.
Yes.
What a great line. And it is absolutely true. I mean, anybody who has not seen a red kettle has probably not seen anything about life. the good news is they're ubiquitous. The better news is that they're available for you to fill up.
Absolutely. People at Christmas time, they come and they'll kindly put cash in, or they can use Google Pay or Apple Pay or Venmo or PayPal, or they go online to salvationarmyusa.org. There are so many different ways that people can get involved, and not just in giving money, but in volunteering, Barry, because the joy that people can have in volunteering is just enormous. The satisfaction that it brings, the way it brings families closer together, the way it builds up the strength of communities, all of these are positive things. If you want to break out of a negative spiraling in your mind, if you want to get out of despair and isolation and loneliness, help someone else. And in particular, the studies say, help a stranger, because that will reestablish a contact that you have otherwise not got access to. So giving and living a life of joy, they all go together.
You touched on something that I'm happy to say my father taught me. I think I was probably 15 or 16, and it wasn't particularly Red Kettle, but we passed by a group that was soliciting donations and willingly give, because my father taught me, we do giving every day, every single day, even if it's a dime or a quarter or a dollar, whatever you can do, every single day, because that's the muscle, the most important in the body. So he said to me, my beloved son, he used to talk to me like that, my beloved son, the word donation is really two words, D-O, which means to do, and nation. We are a nation of doers, yes, which means givers. And this idea of reaching out to what used to be called a stranger, just because you don't know him at the moment. So that involves the word SHARE, because that's what the Salvation Army is all about. And SHARE is a great acronym that stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. Good. That's what you do, because you bring the ability to understand that there is hope. People sometimes despair. Sometimes, yep. I say, and Barry Shore, come on. It's on. Yes, people, because not on this show. That's why you tuned in, because we're all about transformation and learning the fundamentals of life. Life has purpose. Go mad, make a difference, and use words to benefit everybody. So let's talk about something that you mentioned, which is truly important. Thousands of communities around the United States of America, and each one needs to be addressed for what its particular issues are. And that's the genius, by the way, of what I will call private giving versus government. Government is one size doesn't fit anybody. That's how government works, in my humble opinion. Whereas the Salvation Army is flexible, and it's driven by that one word, others. And therefore, we are urging our participants to find out what is the need and fill it. So let's just discuss, what is it that people can do, not just at this time of the year, because I really want to encourage people to give throughout the year. What is it that people can do specifically to help their neighbors, even if they don't know them? In other words, knock on the door and say, hi, I'm your neighbor. People do for their neighbors to help that people are in need, because everybody knows somebody in need?
Well, you're absolutely right. In terms of volunteering, I can tell you that there are organizations across the country, the Salvation Army included, who are eager to enlist more volunteers. It's something very special to the American experience, this sense of philanthropy and giving and volunteering. It's one of the things that has always made us strong, and it can continue to do so. But people need to say, I've got a little bit of time and I've got a willingness to do something for someone else. So they can come down to their local Salvation Army. They're always nearby, And they can say, look, I would like to help distribute food one day a week. I would like to help encourage a child. I'd like to play basketball with a kid in the gym. I guarantee a positive response from the local Salvation Army, because volunteers are the army. We can't possibly hope with the people in uniform to address all the needs that we become aware of. We must have that army behind the army. And that is the volunteers. And you know, Barry, it doesn't even need to be people who can do active things. We need the good counsel of people who are experienced, who are connected in the community, who know where the needs are and who can help us meet those needs. So we have advisory organizations that help the Army to respond and to do so that we're addressing things that need to be addressed. Because we're not really interested in doing what everybody else is doing well. God bless them, let them do their work. We're interested in filling the niche that isn't being addressed. Because if there are people in need in a particular sense, in a particular community, the Salvation Army wants to help them, because we believe they were created by God, that they are created in His image, that they are precious, that they are significant, that they have dignity, they deserve respect. And the Army is going to do whatever it can to help them recognize that so that they can be everything God intends them to be.
We love the Salvation Army. Again, please, please go to barryshore.com, BarryShore.com. Everything about Ken Hodder, and more importantly, the Army is there. And I urge people, get involved somehow. If it's giving money, that's great. If you can give some time, that's great. If you give some counsel, that's great. Get involved, because it's good for you. You want to be selfish? We're talking about the higher self. See, there are two selves to the human being. There's the lower self and the higher self. This higher self recognizes that you're a soul engaged in life fully. That's the higher self. So be there. Okay, I'd like to have you address, I want to mention three things actually. Number one is that the Salvation Army, thank God, is the fourth largest charity in the United States of America. And again, it's not doing it because of government money. It's our money, your donations make this all happen. So we're talking about an enormously powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant organization. And it's driven, by the way, by this great line from Romans that love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Amen.
It's the word. it's so delightful. Now, I want to talk about, something that pains me deeply. And that is children who are hungry, specifically children hungry, or feel that food is, they're anxious and nervous that there isn't enough. And they don't know where their next meal might come from. Would you please address that? Because it shouldn't be. There shouldn't be one child in the United States of America who is insecure about food.
There is no excuse for it, Barry, because these children, they did not put themselves in the position that they are in. They're not responsible for providing for their own physical needs. It's up to the parents and the community and the folks around them. It's the responsibility of all of us to ensure that our children have every opportunity to grow. So when we talk about children in the Salvation Army, I have to tell you that some of the most powerful programs we have are programs that are connected to the provision of a meal. I, in my own officership, have led lots of youth groups and led lots of basketball teams and all sorts of things. And even on Sunday morning, when I wanted to get them involved in the Salvation Army's worship, I would always call them up and I would say, I'm coming to pick you up and I'm going to bring you to the Salvation Army and we're going to have a little meal together and then we're going to do whatever activity it is. And I'll tell you, Barry, those meals not only provide physical sustenance, but what a child will talk about and what they will share while you're sharing a meal with them, you learn so much about them. You learn so much about their situation, and you're able to help them even more powerfully than you could otherwise. Food for a child is our responsibility, therefore, and really it's our opportunity. It's our opportunity to really impact someone else. And years from now, they may not remember your name, but they will remember that someone took an interest in them. And that will start paying dividends generation to generation.
It is so touching because it's so real, as you mentioned. To be able to pick a child up, bring him or her to a place, and give food. And as you mentioned, one of the most important things, listening. Yeah. Listening to another being is the greatest attribute of humanity. And when we do it with honesty and caring, because we do, then what happens is you are enabling a subtle shift in perspective. And that shift in perspective makes all the difference. As you're saying, really you're touching generations. You are able to feed a 7-year-old or 9-year-old or 10. That is not just that person. And it doesn't matter if they remember your name. You're beside the point. What you are is your channel of goodness. You're a cog, a child of God, enabling another child of God to be nourished in every sense of the word, physically, mentally, and spiritually. That's the Salvation Army.
Well, you're absolutely right, Barry. In fact, I'm the recipient of a lot of that goodness. I am a sixth generation Salvationist. My family goes all the way back to the beginning of the Salvation Army, because one of my ancestors was a young man who was in a pub in London, and he was drunk, and he found himself outside the pub, and here comes the Salvation Army down the street, and they had a message of hope, and they had a message of encouragement, and he followed them. He followed them back to the Salvation Army, where he had a meal, and where he got to know the people and they got to know him. And that moment has changed every generation since. And it still happens today. And everybody, all of us, have an opportunity to do it.
So you're... Okay. I'm speechless, because what I want to tell you is we're going to go to a break. We have wonderful sponsors. They love us and they support us. And you can't turn away from the message that Ken Hodder is bringing. So we'll bring him right back. Don't go away after brief message, because there's more about salvation, joy, happiness, peace, and love right after this brief break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. You know me, Barry Shore, and you know my story. Standing up in the morning, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, that night being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. Talk about a change of life. I was faced with lots of issues, difficulties, paths forward, if there was to be one. And I'm here to tell you that finding advice from professional people makes all the difference, certainly in my life. And I would urge everybody to consider doing so in your life. And if you've ever had the opportunity to find someone or some two people that are really matched up with you, then you know it makes a difference. I urge you to consider using BetterHelp. BetterHelp, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill in a brief questionnaire, I've done it, to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. This is your opportunity to make a difference and become the best you possible. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/joy of living today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/joy of living. BetterHelp, HELP.com/joyofliving. Best wishes. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe good-looking, so I was looking for finding the good. Have we found good? It is really wondrous when you understand that the ability to be of service in your life benefits everybody. You, the person or people that you're reaching out to, for generations to come. You're not touching just a being, you're touching eternity. And that's one of the reasons I love the Salvation Army, because they are dealing with eternity, because that's the message of the Lord. I mean, let's be blunt, that's what God's all about, eternity. So I'm going to ask you a question relating to what's happening for the Army now in America, and we'll say, let's say North America, America and Canada, are we growing in the sense that more and more people, and I'm more concerned about people, we'll call, I don't like the term younger, people under the age of 28. Are we reaching people between 18 and 28 to make them aware of the great opportunity, as you said, of what it means to be of service?
That's a terrific question. I can tell you that although the culture in which we live today is one in which it would be very easy to believe that it's all about us, it's all about my needs, it's about my pictures posted on the internet, it's about my image, it's about how I'm perceived by large numbers of people, that there are young men and women who see through all of that and who recognize that ultimately joy is not going to come from those things. Because if you're simply looking inside yourself constantly, you're going to an empty well. You have to go outside yourself. I believe that we're dependent beings, that we're dependent upon God, and that freedom really is a matter of choosing your dependencies. So if we look outside ourselves and we say, all right, my place, my opportunity, my role is to help here and here, that's where I can make a big difference. That's where I can find joy. And there are young men and women who come to the Salvation Army who perhaps have been through one of our programs, or who perhaps have grown up as a part of a Salvation Army family, who are able to see through it, and they say, I want to do the same thing. In my own life, I saw how service made my mother and father better parents. It made them better people. It made them joyful in every sense. And so as I grew, although I had other opportunities, I said to myself, I want that too. I want to be able to have that sense of connection. And if people will recognize that they can have it, they can achieve it if they look outside themselves, look at the world around them, look at the opportunities and the needs, it will transform the way they live, and it will transform the places in which they live.
Joyful and triumphant. So a quick question. And then unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up. I mean, it's been so wonderful. Are we going on college campuses enough?
No. I would like to see even more work on college campuses. I know that when I served with the Salvation Army in Kenya, one of the greatest opportunities we had was to go into the schools and into the campuses to give these opportunities and make people aware of these things. We don't get as much opportunity to do that here for a number of reasons. So that's one of the things that I, as the national commander, seek to promote and seek to advance in every way that I can.
Thank you, because I believe that people on college campuses are actually looking for a map. I call map meaning and purpose.
Yep.
And oftentimes it's obscured by some of the other things of the party, the posting, et cetera, et cetera. And really what they're seeking is what we have, which is true joy.
Precisely. And I think, and you're right. And there comes a moment when people who are living outside of that understanding say, what else is there? I mean, is this all that there is? And the opportunity to share with them that there is an alternative, that there is a better way to live your life, it's very precious. But I probably will never feel that I have enough opportunities to share it, because it's a big world, and we've just all got to work together to get that message across.
And again, this world, go to barryshore.com, BarryShore.com, and learn and give and be and grow and share. Remember, share, spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. Wonderful Ken Hodder. We have three questions for you as we bring this to wrap it up with a beautiful bow for people. Are you ready for three questions?
I'm ready, Barry.
Okay. Number one, will you come back again?
Anytime. This is marvelous. You invite me, I'll be here.
Oh, thank you. Number two, now this is a tough one because you only have 80 seconds to answer this.
Okay.
Ken Hodder, National Commander of the Salvation Army, what is your most fervent desire?
My most fervent desire has three parts. I will serve my God, to whom I owe everything, my family, who I love limitlessly, and the army to which I am called. To be faithful to that purpose, that's what I desire most.
And number three, may I give you a hug in front of now 388,922 people around the world. But let me tell you what HUG stands for first. HUG stands for heartfelt. This is all about you. Unlimited giving. Heartfelt, unlimited giving. On the count of three. One, two, three.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That's made my day, Barry.
Don't go away. Remember, this is the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore, and our amazing guest, Ken Hodder, who is the National Commander of the Salvation Army, one of the greatest organizations in the history of humanity, because it's about others and enabling you to be a COG, a channel of goodness, a child of God. So we discuss, you know, the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you go mad. You make a difference in the world. And the third is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, such as WWW. What a wonderful world. And smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, the world of joy and transformation and giving. Creates the answer, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. This is the day for rethinking about what you want to do to be a giver in the world. And that causes a shift in your perspective. Just keep that F in place so the other stuff happens. You want to shift your perspective, and then you can internalize, utilize, and leverage the six most important words that you'll ever learn. And they are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choose a path of giving, and that will change your pathway and your trajectory. And use four-letter words. And remember, the four-letter words we use are love, life, hope, free, play, pray, swim, and tell the world to F you, capital N, capital N. So after the show, see your family and friends and say, F you, everybody. Say, where'd you get that? I said, listen to Barry Shore, and he wants to teach the world to F you, but add capital N, capital N, right away and say, what was the show about? And then you could tell them about the joy of giving, the wondrous life that you have when you have purpose and service, and the Salvation Army, and make people aware of what the goodness that's happening, and you can be a part of it. So we're going to, and remember to use the two most important words in the English language three times a day, consciously and conscientiously. And they are thank you, thank you, thank you, to harmonize and nurture kindness. A huge thank you to Ken Hodder, and a blessing from Ken and Barry. And the blessing is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Ken, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at verishore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.